Tracy, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we lead off this week with a really big story, the potential that the city of Las Cruces will take over the Animal Services Center.
Yes, there was a meeting to talk about the city possibly taking over the animal shelter under it as a city department in order to consolidate the administration and the leadership, the governing body being consolidated into one group. Right. Now it's in a joint partnership between the city and county, governed by members from the city and the county. So it's a little unwieldy. And with the director now out in the search for a new director, they're looking at ways to be more efficient with the management of the shelter in order to reach their no-kill goal that they've been working on for many years.
A major goal, and of course a major challenge in our area. The Animal Services Center has always said that compared to many areas around the country, they have a lot larger intake of animals, so they have a higher kill rate than some communities around the country.
Right, and we've got outlying areas, you know, outside of city limits, far out in the county, that are also serviced by the Animal Service Center of the Mesilla Valley. So it's a lot that they have to deal with. And this is a two-phase plan. So and then obviously would need to take into account the advocacy and rescue groups that are very active in this community.
Okay. We also have in the Las Cruces Bulletin in tomorrow's edition a preview of the Renaissance Fair, which is coming up first weekend in November.
This is one of my favorite events of the year. I love the Renaissance Fair. It's so fun. There's so much going on. It's like stepping into a different world. And it's held again at Young Park this year on November 4th and 5th with all the great features that they've had before, the giant dragon, the children's realm. They'll have the jousting and, of course, food and arts and vendors and all kinds of fun stuff to get into there.
You'll have to stop by the KRWG booth.
I will.
We'll be there. All okay. Right. Also, a big meeting happening in Las Cruces. It had a lot of suggestions for an arts and culture district. Hundreds of suggestions this open house.
700. Wow. I said 700, almost 700 ideas and comments that were offered up by residents and community leaders at an open house they held on October 18th. I think I mentioned that a couple weeks ago. And so this story recaps some of the ideas that were brought forth and the kind of the process. So I guess Las Cruces had applied for the state-designated Arts and Culture District back in 2008 and was not successful. So they're sort of taking the bull by the horns and creating our own to be approved by a city council at a later time and then reapply for that state designation.
Okay, we also have a preview of one of the biggest sports rivalries in our area.
Las Cruces and Mayfield. That's right. Friday, November 3rd. You know, arguably the biggest rivalry in the state because of the crowds that it draws. They're moving this year from its usual place at Field of Dreams to Aggie Memorial Stadium. So more people can fit and spread out and cheer on their favorite team.
Yeah, that should be really great. All right. Definitely. Well, we also have a couple of other things that we want to let people know about in the bulletin in tomorrow's edition. Of course, next Tuesday is Halloween, and you have some recipes.
Yeah, Sunny Conley, who has our popular Chili Nights recipe column, this time focused on Halloween treats, which are my favorite. I love seeing these, and she's got a jalapeno margarita, hocus pocus hummus, Dracula's pumpkin chili, and mummy brownies. Just really fun stuff, so I love that.
Oh, gosh, you can't go wrong with chili and brownies. I'm not sure in the same meal, but I like both of those in Halloween or any time of the year. Also, really important, you know, the New Mexico Department of Health recently came out with news that we are already seeing cases of the flu and already one death in the state. And to help prevent the possibility of getting the flu or at least reduce that possibility, there are some no-cost flu shots available this weekend.
This weekend, October 28th, this Saturday, at Memorial Medical Center and Mountain View. The shots will be available from 8 a.m. to noon until supplies last, and so I recommend getting there early. And especially for, you know, the at-risk group, children, young children, pregnant women, elderly people, and people with chronic medical conditions.
So Saturday morning, Memorial and Mountain View.
That's correct.
All right. Tracy Roy, she's the director of contents for the Bulletin. Tracy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.